In 1968, Simon and Garfunkel recorded the bittersweet song, America. It's about a man who leaves Saginaw, Michigan to find the true meaning of America. Rumor has it, Paul Simon wrote that song in Saginaw. Well, this past week, a reporter at the Saginaw News noticed lyrics from that song artfully spray-painted on abandoned buildings all over town. And it didn't seem random, but more like a guerrilla-type art project. And so, after some digging, we managed to track down one of the people behind it, and here's a story.
I think if Paul Simon came back to Saginaw, he'd just be shocked. I mean, it once was an incredibly thriving, booming, bustling city. I think that after the census comes in, I don't know if it'll even be classified as a city anymore. It's gotten pretty small. My name is Eric Schantz. I am a mural painter in Saginaw, Michigan. We have a city that has basically been abandoned after the post-industrial decline. General Motors closed their factories and left and kind of left our city to decay. A few years ago, me and my friends, we decided to go around the city and start painting the boarded up buildings and storefronts. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. America has become a homesick song for Saginawians. The city once was vastly populated, a couple hundred thousand, and now it's below 50,000. People left to go find their America, to pursue their American dream. And when they left, they never really came back. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. I graduated and went off to college, pretty convinced that Saginaw had nothing to offer me as an artist. Went to Kansas City, made some good money, but when I was in school, I really did miss my town. As much as I didn't really like it at the time, it's still home. It's still your hometown. And the moon rose over an open field. I used to sit in my dorm room at least once a week and play America, just because that line, leaving Saginaw to go look for America, and I was just like, well, this is what I'm doing. I wasn't planning on coming back, and fate landed me back here, and I figured that, well, I'm here for a reason, and I'll find my purpose, and I think that's become making public art. I really want to inspire people to start taking ownership in the city's problems, because the city really can't afford to fix them. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. It's not going to come back. It's not going to be the Saginaw it was. It will be a new Saginaw. It's not going to be the big industrial mecca that it was. It's not going to have 250,000 people living here. It's just going to be a really nice small town. I just really think that we can, as citizens, make this into the town that we want it to be.
That's the voice of Eric Schantz. He's a member of Paint Saginaw, a public art collective in Saginaw, Michigan. You can see a few photographs of their America project at our website, npr.org.